Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Bienvenue. Welcome to the Convocation for Health Sciences. The students are on their way. You can hear the piper. And when they come in to your right, it might be a nice touch to give them a bit of an applause. One year, the audience, and I forget which ceremony, never stopped applauding until they were all seated. This group is going to take about 20 minutes to seat, so you may not want to applaud that length of time. But I think it would be a nice touch if you do give them a round when they come in. And they're going to be in there in just about 30 seconds. So we will come and talk to you about 5 minutes or 3 minutes before 10, before the platform party comes. So here they come. Piper. Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Welcome, bienvenue for this convocation for health sciences. My name is David Harp. I'm University Marshal, and I can say that there is new meaning to herding cats. You are in your seats, and thank goodness it took that. We were in wrong rows, but I've done an almost record time because there's almost a record number of you in this auditorium or tent or stadium, as it might be called. I want to introduce the Dean of Students, Andre Kostopoulos, who has some important information with respect to the non-cloudy situation that we have today, but we need to do this for a number of purposes, as you'll hear. Andre.
Good morning. As you may notice, the tent is full to capacity, so please pay attention. In the very, very unlikely event that we have to evacuate the tent, you will find instructions at the back of your program. Please follow them. Most important thing to remember is that you will be evacuated to different places depending on where you're sitting in the tent. You will be reunited with your kids and your loved one as soon as humanly possible. Please, please do not try to find each other in the case of evacuation. If you do that, we will have untold chaos, which if you've experienced it, is not a good thing. Some might call it bad. Si jamais la tente doit être évacuée, vu qu'elle est pleine à craquer, c'est très, très important de suivre les instructions que vous allez trouver à l'arrière de votre programme. S'il vous plaît, n'essayez pas de retrouver vos amis, votre famille, vos enfants pendant l'évacuation. Allez aux endroits désignés, suivez les instructions des placiers, vous allez être réunis aussitôt que possible. Thank you and have a very good and safe convocation.
As you're well aware, if there is a difficulty, I think we have a few doctors in the house. Without their degrees, should something happen before you cross the stage, so we have to make sure that you cross the stage appropriately. I'd be interested to know how many of you took the world of chemistry, any world of chemistry course, says. That group will not be quizzed anymore, but the rest of you will have to take a short multiple choice test in order to get your degree down on this far side. Critical thinking is what we like to think we do here at McGill, and if you even believe that for a second, you maybe failed that test, I'm not sure. What I want to alert you to is to be sure, please, please be sure you have your lineup card in your hand, torn in half, the first half to be given to the reader that is on the far left, and the second half will be given down here off the stage. Be careful going down, take the railing going down, and you will receive your degree. There's a lot of different degrees. There may be a mistake, but it's highly unlikely. So if there is a mistake and you like your new degree, that's up to you to handle that in some kind of way. There is a mirror on the left so that you can adjust your hats, caps, and hairdo accordingly. Then you will be taken to or directed to an X on the floor where your picture will be taken by the university photographer. There will be another picture over on this side, on your right-hand side of the stage as you face it, with the dean, who will congratulate you, and then you will receive your actual degree. I think that's most of what needs to be said. You will get more directions about being tapped or capped, and that will be given by the provost as he starts the program off. The platform party is about to come in. The program is organized by the chancellor, who sits in the giant chaise in the middle of this hallway. And he will direct. He'll come to the podium for the honorary degrees, for the teaching awards, and there will be two relatively short speeches at the very beginning. So as the platform party enters the tent, I would ask that you rise in their honor, maybe give them a little bit of a hand. They've been struggling all the way down that corridor, and they may be tired, and this will give them extra energy to go with. So, levez-vous, s'il vous plaît. Please rise for the platform party.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. You're in fine voice, if I may say so, this morning. Good morning, graduating students, families, friends. Mesdames, Messieurs, bonjour à tous. As Chancellor on behalf of McGill University, I welcome you to the spring 2015 convocation ceremony for students graduating from the Faculty of Medicine and from the Faculty of Dentistry. This is indeed a great day for you, our graduates. Mes félicitations à tous et chacun. Even more so, it's a momentous day for your parents, spouses, friends, supporters, and in many cases, it has been their sacrifice and encouragement that has led to your success that we're celebrating today. There's some firsts happening. Some of you are receiving your first university degree or first degree from this university. And for me, this is my first spring convocation as chancellor, and I'm deeply honored to be here in that role. Votre présence ici ce matin, en si grand nombre, démontre votre attachement à McGill. Et j'espère que cet attachement devient un lien bénéfique pour vous et pour McGill tout au long de votre vie. Now, you'll receive lots of praise for your hard work and accomplishments, and deservedly so. But you'll also be receiving lots of advice from multiple sources, parents, friends, professors, and probably even from total strangers. And even though I told myself that I wouldn't do it, I confess that I'm going to join this group and give you some advice. But rest easy, it will be short, and who knows, in a few years you might even consider it to be reasonably good advice. You've achieved a great deal, but as you well know, there is much left to do. Today is just a stop on your life's journey. It's not the destination. So when you leave, use the knowledge and skills you have acquired at McGill and try many things. Be bold. Chase after your dreams. Go down many paths. Above all, don't be afraid to seek knowledge and adventure, because in doing so, you will no doubt incur great success. But you'll also, from time to time, stumble and fall. You will fail. It's inevitable. But as James Joyce said, mistakes are the portals of discovery. Or put another way by Winston Churchill, all of us make mistakes, but only the wise learn from their mistakes. Alors le conseil que je me permets de vous donner, c'est de ne pas craindre l'échec. Car bien que nous apprenions beaucoup par le succès, il y a davantage de leçons précieuses qui découlent de l'échec. It's what you learn from the experiences that go sideways and how you recover from them that will enrich your life and help you grow as human beings. The author of the famous Harry Potter books, J.K. Rowling, persevered at writing even though her first 12 attempts were rejected by publishers. She told a graduating class, "You may never fail on the scale I did, but it's impossible to live without failing at something, unless you live so cautiously that you might as well not have lived at all, in which case you fail by default." Successful people learn from their mistakes and move on. They don't look back and brood. So go out there and try many things. Focus laser-like on a few. Don't be afraid to fail. It's from these depths that you will learn the most, especially just how to savor the taste of success. Bonne chance à vous tous et merci. Alors, je voudrais maintenant inviter notre principale et vice-chancelière, la professeure Suzanne Fortier, de s'adresser à l'auditoire. Professeur Fortier.
Bienvenue aux finissants de 2015. Welcome to the graduating class of 2015. I'm joined here today by your families and friends, by our chancellor, the chair of the board, members of the board, our chancellors, governors, and principals emeriti, by our distinguished honorary degree recipients, award recipients, by special guests and esteemed colleagues. We are here together to express how proud we are of you and of everything that has brought you here today. C'est pour moi un immense bonheur de vous féliciter pour vos réalisations et votre persévérance. Savor today. Enjoy it. Celebrate. I also ask you to take a moment to remember all the people who have supported you in your studies. Today is a very special day for them as well. Now, class of 2015, please stand up, all of you. Now, I want the class to stay standing up because I want you, class of 2015, to give a big round of applause to all the people who are here cheering you. Merci beaucoup. Vous pouvez vous asseoir. Today is a big day of celebration. Today is also bittersweet. You may not believe me right now, but I think you're going to miss McGill, and you're going to miss going to classes. Maybe not just yet, but believe me, it will come. And I'm talking out of experience, because since returning to McGill, I've been to many classes, wonderful classes. There's one in particular that I've returned over and over and over again, and that's the Master Voice class in the Schulich School of Music. The class is held at the perfect time, Saturday night, so I can attend the class. But I was not able to go to the very last class of the term, and I'm already waiting for September to return to it. The professor in the class once said to me, you know, you've been here so often, it's like you're one of the students. I said to him, you know, that's not fair. I'm coming here, enjoying myself, enjoying the performance of students, just having a great time. I'm not doing any work at all. And I also told him, believe me, you would not want me to sing. Now, he surprised me what he said. Yeah. What he said afterward. He said, can you breathe? I said, of course I can breathe. Well then, if you can breathe, you can sing. Now, I want you to rest, not to worry, because I'm not about to burst in a song, but I do like the notion. If you can breathe, you have a voice. And looking at you on your graduating day, and thinking of all that you've accomplished, I know that you have a voice, and it is so important that you use it. You have a mind that knows how to learn. You have determination and you have talent. You have ideas of your own. Now use your voice to take those gifts into the world. Use your voice to share your knowledge with others and share their knowledge. Use your voice to ask questions. Use your voice to stand up for what you believe in. And use your voice to help others find their own voice. There are certainly many fantastic role models with us today. Dr. Nubia Munoz and Dr. Harold Charles Slavkin are honorary degree recipients. We will have the privilege to hear from in a few minutes are among those people. Our provost, Anthony Massey, is another. As you may know, this is one of Professor Massey's final convocations as provost. Tony has brought a wealth of outstanding qualities to his nearly 10 years as provost of McGill University. He's a distinguished scholar, a devoted teacher, and an inspired leader. He has left his mark on the learning environment at McGill, bringing to it both innovation and excellence. And he's a visionary with a keen sense of where McGill should be headed. So I will ask you to join me in thanking Provost Massey for devoting his talent, expertise, and his voice to make McGill a better university. Grazie mille, Tony. I hope that you can all enjoy a bit of time to celebrate and to relax before the next verse in your life. Mais si vos classes vous manquent et si votre alma mater vous manque, revenez nous voir le plus souvent possible. Les portes de McGill vous sont toujours très, très grandes ouvertes. Please keep in touch. We all look forward to hear all of your voices in the days and years ahead. Félicitations!
Thank you, Professor Fortier. I now invite Dr. Paul Allison, Dean of the Faculty of Dentistry, to introduce this year's winner of the Howard S. Katz Award for Excellence in Teaching. Dean Allison.
Thank you very much. Madam Vice-Chancellor, I present to you Dr. John Drummond as the recipient of this year's Howard S. Katz Award for Excellence in Teaching in the Faculty of Dentistry. John began working in the faculty as a faculty lecturer in 1986 and was promoted in 2003 to assistant professor. During his time with the faculty, John has made an outstanding contribution to teaching and learning through his role leading the teaching of operative dentistry in the preclinical simulation lab. John's preclinical teaching course is dental students' real introduction to the art and science of dentistry. His course and laboratory sessions are where the students learn how to perform one of the strangest surgical acts known to man. Cut a very hard piece of the body while using a very high-speed diamond drill upside down, back to front, in a mirror with lots of water. It's a remarkable performance. And all of this at the same time as talking to their mannequin. Students practice these maneuvers for hours and hours, and John patiently watches over them as they get better for a six-month period, ready to go into the clinic. John's dedication to this absolutely essential work over a period of nearly 30 years is absolutely phenomenal. He lovingly prepares his teaching material, energetically, enthusiastically demonstrates to students the tasks he wants them to achieve, and then patiently supervises them as they practice, helping them all develop the surgical skills essential to becoming a dentist. For these and many other reasons, it is my enormous pleasure to present to you Dr. John Drummond as the winner of the 2015 Howard S. Katz Award for Excellence in Teaching.
Thank you. I'd now ask Dr. Robert Primavesi, Associate Dean of the Faculty of Medicine, to introduce this year's winner of the Osler Award for Outstanding Teaching.
Madam Vice Chancellor, the Osler Award is presented to the teacher who, in the opinion of the senior class of medical students, has made the most outstanding contribution to their education. It is the Faculty of Medicine's highest distinction for medical student teaching. This year, the student's choice is Dr. Jeffrey Noel, assistant professor in the Department of Anatomy and Cell Biology and director of the Division of Anatomical Sciences. Dr. Noel came from France to complete his PhD at the University of British Columbia before moving to McGill University for the first time in 2010. He was introduced to the medical class of 2015 in their first year, teaching in the classroom and the lab in a curriculum that continues to incorporate a gross anatomy dissection program. One can only imagine how remarkable his preparation, enthusiasm, engagement, and communication skills were to create an impression that 3 years later inspired the graduating class to bestow this award on him. But I'll leave a last word to the students who always say it best. A great anatomy teacher, Dr. Noel, makes it things easy to visualize in 3D. He really understands how people learn. You are amazing. You made this course so much better. Don't change anything. It was the first time I liked anatomy. Madam Vice Chancellor, on behalf of the graduating medical students, I'm honored to present to you for the Osir Award 2015, Dr. Jeffrey Noel.
Thank you, Dr. Primavesi. McGill is very honored today to celebrate two remarkable individuals in the fields of medicine and dentistry. Excuse me. First, I ask Dr. Paul Allison to present Professor Harold Slotkin, that he may have conferred upon him the highest honor, the highest recognition that is within the power of the university to grant. Dr. Allison.
Mr. Chancellor, it is my enormous pleasure to present to you Professor Harold Slotkin, a most remarkable person in terms of the breadth of his scholarly activity, his exceptional leadership, and the social conscience he has shown for dentistry and oral health. Professor Slotkin has been one of the initiators and leaders of the discipline of craniofacial biology. He discovered and mapped the gene encoding the major protein of tooth enamel and is known worldwide for his groundbreaking research on the genetics of craniofacial, oral, and dental development. Professor Slotkin established a visionary and highly productive Center for Craniofacial Molecular Biology, which became a world-leading research group at the University of Southern California in Los Angeles, and later he became dean of this prestigious dental school. He served as director of the National Institutes of Dental and Craniofacial Research at the National Institutes of Health, the former being the USA's and the world's leading agency funding and promoting dental, oral, and craniofacial research. In this role, he led the preparation of the first ever Surgeon General's Report on Oral Health in America, one of the most influential documents in dentistry over the past two decades, and provided leadership for the oral health components of the American Department of Health Services reports Healthy People 2000 and Healthy People 2010. Superimposed on these remarkable scientific and leadership activities, he has always been a strong advocate for federal and state oral health programs for vulnerable children and elderly adults. Monsieur le Chancelier, je vous présente Professor Harold Slotkin pour que vous puissiez lui conférer le grade de docteur et lettres honoris causa.
I'd like now to invite Dr. Slotkin to say a few words to convocation. Dr. Slotkin.
First and most importantly, congratulations to the class of 2015 in both the medical school and dental school. Congratulations. As you can readily see, I have just become an alumni of McGill University, and I am very proud of this moment. Fifty-one years ago, I was a junior dental student at the University of Southern California and had a chance meeting with a gentleman named Richard Grulich, who was involved in the starting of a dental school at UCLA in Los Angeles. He invited me as a junior dental student to work in his laboratory, and I eagerly accepted while going to dental school. I learned how to breed mice, how to inject them with radioactive isotopes, how to do histology, how to dip slides in photographic emulsion, and how to do a technique called autoradiography. I later learned that Dick Grulich graduated with a PhD from McGill University. He was the student of Professor Charles LeBlond, the chairman of anatomy and cell biology at McGill. And a year later, Dick and I wrote a chapter in a book called Advances in Radioautography, edited by His Highness Charles LeBlond. So I want to thank these outstanding McGill legacy characters for shaping my destiny, for introducing me to experimentation, the value of ideas and words and concepts. Thank you, Dick Grulich. Thank you, Charles LeBlond. And thank you, McGill University.
I now ask Dr. David Eidelman, Dean of the Faculty of Medicine, to introduce our second honorary degree recipient, Dr. Nubia Munoz, so that she may have conferred upon her the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant. Dean Eidelman.
Mr. Chancellor, it is my pleasure to present to you Dr. Nubia Munoz, a brilliant scientist considered one of the most influential cancer researchers of the last half century. From humble beginnings on a farm in Cali, Colombia, Dr. Munoz, the youngest of five siblings, became the first to attend university, graduating at the top of her medical school class. Among the most productive researchers in the field of cancer epidemiology and prevention, Dr. Munoz launched the most vigorous research program in cervical cancer in the world, ultimately defining the link between the human papillomavirus and cervical cancer. Because of her work, we now have two successful preventive strategies against cervical cancer. The fruit of her scientific work has begun to save many thousands of lives worldwide and created the opportunity to eradicate most cases of cervical cancer via vaccination. An influential champion for the health and well-being of women living in the world's poorest countries, Dr. Munoz was nominated twice for the Nobel Prize for Medicine or Physiology. She received the Bruckbacher Prize for Cancer Research from the Charles Rodolph Bruckbacher Foundation for Cancer Research in Zurich, and the first Canada Gairdner Global Health Award in 2009. In 2010, she was named Chevalier de la Légion d'honneur, the highest honor conferred by France, and in 2011, she received the Cruz de Boyaca, the highest honor conferred by Colombia. Monsieur le Chancelier, je vous présente la docteure Nubia Munoz afin que vous lui décerniez le diplôme de docteur et sciences honoris causa.
I'd ask Dr. Munoz to say a word to convocation. Dr. Munoz.
I wish to thank McGill University for awarding me this prestigious recognition, and to Eduardo Franco, my friend, for having nominated me for this great honor that I am very pleased to share with my family, my friends, and my country, Colombia. To the graduates, I will tell to keep in mind that you have been privileged with talent, with good education, and now it's up to you to make the best of what you have been given. Then only you can decide what you want and what you do, wish to do with your life. From my own experience, I can tell you that because I came from a very modest family in Cali, Colombia, and I had been able to profit at maximum from the education I received in public schools, and then became a medical doctor in a public university in Cali, the Universidad del Valle. I've been lucky because I was able to identify early on what I wanted to do with my life. I wanted to do research that benefit a great number of people, and this was possible working hard to get fellowships and then to get into cancer epidemiology at the Johns Hopkins University, and later on to the International Agency for Research in Cancer in Lyon, France. So I had been very privileged because I had been passionate about my research work. Unfortunately, this work has had a great impact on public health. So I wish you all the best of luck, the same luck I had. Please keep in mind that si on veut, on peut. Congratulations to you and to your family.
We'll now proceed with the conferral of academic degrees, and I'd ask the Provost, Anthony Massey, to get the proceedings underway. Provost Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I'm pleased to invite students graduating from programs of study in the faculties of dentistry and medicine to come forward for the conferral of their degrees. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the Chancellor, the Principal, or the Chair of the Board of Governors. Students receiving their very first university degree shall remove their mortarboard or hat. At center stage, they will be symbolically capped, signaling the ceremonial conferral of the degree. Students who have already earned a university degree shall keep their mortarboard on their head, and they will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. Let me repeat. No university degree, remove the hat, get capped. Already have a university degree, keep the hat on and get tapped. Parents, friends, and students themselves will be pleased to know that in most cases, capping and tapping are done lightly. The dean of the faculty or delegate will also greet each student and take a photo with him or her while they are still on the stage. The parchment itself will be given to each student after she or he leaves the stage. During this convocation week, some of you may have seen students wearing red or white scarves. Self-identifying Aboriginal students, First Nations, Inuit, and Métis, are entitled to wear graduation scarves at convocation, in the community, and at any and all future McGill events that they attend. The red scarf is for those receiving a degree, and the white for those getting a diploma or certificate. The feather has two meanings: respect for the person and marking an amazing or special event. The Confederacy belt signifies attachment to and respect for the land on which we live. And the turtle symbolizes the inclusiveness of all nations and respect for diversity. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill's Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. I now invite Professor Alinoush Saroyan, followed by Professor Robert Primavesi, to present the graduates, and for Dr. Paul Allison, Dean of the Faculty of Medicine, and David Eidelman, Dean of the Faculty of Dentistry, and David Eidelman, Dean of the Faculty of Medicine, or his delegate, to congratulate all graduating students. We begin with graduate students in each category, followed by undergraduate students. Congratulations, class of 2015. Félicitations.
Before we proceed, we would like to take a moment to recognize and honor a deceased student who is a valued member of the McGill community and whose degree is being awarded with posthumous status. McGill awards the following posthumous degree to Jefferson Dulay, Master of Science Applied in Occupational Therapy. Faculty of Dentistry, for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Craniofacial Health Sciences, Hazem Ali Aymar. Shyamali Saha. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Dental Sciences, Tui Tui. Neda Farsi. Zahir Jabbour. For the degree of Master of Science in Dental Sciences, Sadaf Farouqi. Amrita Kumari. Azadeh Mustajer Haqiqi. Thomas Tong Nguyen. Murali Ramamurti. Priscilla Diaz Nascimento Sander. For the degree of Doctor of Dental Medicine, Ali Al Khatib. Emily Baker, McGill Alumni Society Prize and Dean's Honor List. Anne Baudin, Dr. J.K. Carver Award, Dr. Marvin and Mindy Werbet Award in Dentistry, Dr. Sukim Lan Prize in Dentistry, Dr. W.G. Lee Prize, and Dean's Honor List. Natasha Lindsay Bose Roberts, Dr. James McCutcheon Medal. Michelle Chan. Michelle Shuker. Julie Sear. Michelle Jessica Diamond, Distinction et Prix d'Excellence Jean-Robert Vincent. Andrea Rose Dvernichuk. Chloe Allison Fung. Jesse Fuoco. Diana Michelle Heckler. Nazanine Hojati, Canadian Dental Association Student Leadership Award. T.
Tina Veronica Imbriglio, Prix Michel Blanc. Danshri Kakade. Sahar Khoshab. Taras Kritovenchko. Gaurav Krishnamurti. Ji-Yun Kwon. Flora Feifei Li. Jennifer Ruije Li. Ahmad Mansouri, Dr. A.W. Thornton Gold Medal, Sanstar Gum Award in Dentistry and Dean's Honor List. Yushin Mei. Pierre-Olivier Miron. Jitesh Patel. Melissa Lee Saban. Danielle Sala. Maggie Saleh. Ashley Ta, Distinction, Dr. A. Gerald Gracie Prize. Robert Alexander Vincelli, Distinction. Jasmine Wright, Dr. A.A. Walsh Prize and Dean's Honor List. Jesse Jang. Lisa Jang, Distinction. Faculty of Medicine, for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Biochemistry, Jean-Alexandre Bernaches. Alexandra Raluca Iliescu. Irena Radovanovic. Trisha Rao. Sandra Salem. Lauren Vanderkrack. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Biomedical Engineering, Sylvain Berriot. Amir Mohammad Foudeh. Qais Qaddoumi. Paul Gravel. Espen Donens Janssen. Hamed Kazemi. Marta Anna Kirsten. Huiyan Li. Mona Maneshi. Wei Xiao. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Biostatistics, Alex Liu. Jihi Liu. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Cell Biology and Anatomy, Dominique Marcus Mayer. Shahrzad Rafi. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Communication Sciences and Disorders, Pan Liu. Yangjia Nam. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Epidemiology, Nisha Datifa Almeida. Genevieve Gariepi. Shireen Emma Joseph. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Epidemiology and Biostatistics, Lisa Ann Ronald. Lena Shah. Lee Marie Smith. Joseph Emilio Tota. For the degree of Philosophy in Experimental Medicine, Subrata Chaudhry. Daphne Dupere-Richet. Rana Elbikai. Hanan Atiyah Alimam. Adam Michael Fontebasso. Chan Gao. Jimin Guo. Patricia Ndambi Ngamala. Javier Enrique Sanchez Galan Frauca. Palani Raja Tandapani. Hen Lucy Shah. For the degree of Philosophy in Experimental Surgery, Bashar Al-Khatib. Roland Sohel Nassim. Fuhua Lawrence Lee. Burak Ozakozam. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Human Genetics, Noha Bader Gerges. Mitra Heravi. Olga Beatriz Zurita Rendon. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Microbiology and Immunology, François Coulomb. Alexandre Sverzhinsky. Charles Bio. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Neurological Sciences, Olumbundi Victoria Akimpelu. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Neuroscience, Mathieu Boulanger. Vedrana Svetskovska. Joseph Wei Kyung Kam. Rui Li. Tony Lim. Anna Polosa. Horia Yon Pribyag. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Pharmacology, Mona Afloki. Trevor Wayne Baudouin. Jihan Lee. France Hélène Paradis. For the degree of Philosophy in Physiology, Megedi Agurian Namagerdi. Christine Michelle Antouche. John Wei Huang. Mohsene Jamali. نوید خسروی هاشمی Mark Joseph Werway. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Psychiatry, Rafael Ochoa Sanchez. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Rehabilitation Science, Melanie Christine Baninia. Aisha Huspinar. Christian Boaventura Lorenzo. For the degree of Master of Engineering in Biomedical Engineering, Wilson Poon. Casey Isabel Thorburn. Rian Vincent Tin Sing Young. For the degree of Master of Science in Biochemistry, Chanel Cyr Depot. Neera Srishkandaraja. For the degree of Master of Science in Biostatistics, Jiayi Ni. For the degree of Master of Science in Cell Biology and Anatomy, Luigi Bruno. Elliot Byrne. For the degree of Master of Science in Epidemiology, Banning Ah. Nicole Elaine Austin. Melissa Renee Caron. Colin Megan Fuller. Nisha Gupta. Brooke Levis. Nora Mary Moore. Jesse Papenburg. For the degree of Master of Science in Experimental Medicine, Soha Abdulaziz Arab. Alexandra Cook. Mitun Das. Fatime Fekshmandi. Gayatri Gurunatan. Regina Yuen Kwan Q. Ovidiu Teofil Tatar. Maria Vujovic. Debbie Yanku. For the degree of Master of Science in Experimental Surgery, Sultan Ahmad Abdel Bayan. Asim Muhammad Anas Makhtoum. Adriana Patricia Martinez Gomez. Sosi Karine Sahakyan. For the degree of Master of Science in Genetic Counseling, Rachel Silva Smith. Sonia Thomas. Zahir Fadel. Elise Marie Frimmel. Nuran Walid Mulla. Jenny Ann Pura. Muhammad Faisal Shaheen. Vagdan Motlar Alenizi. William Youssef Fagira. Brennan Jane Geller. For the degree of Master of Science in Human Genetics, Lisa Ray Honeyman. Derek Michael King So. For the degree of Master of Science in Medical Radiation Physics, Joanie Desroches. Susanna Hickling. Robert Michael Malieri. Christian Israel Quintero Mateos. For the degree of Master of Science in Microbiology and Immunology, Samantha Burugo. For the degree of Master of Science in Neuroscience, Antoine Nicolas Luzzi. Janie Rebecca Lober. Julien Ouellet. For the degree of Master of Science in Otolaryngology, Hani Al-Marzouki. Yazid Ahmad Al-Ghunaim. Al-Muaid Abdullah Abdul Aziz Ramal. For the degree of Master of Science in Pharmacology, Stephanie Clément. Elise McFadden Murphy. For the degree of Master of Science in Physiology, David Ulrich August. Joël Stéphanie Bechazi. Khaisian Kha. George Talley. Neil Verma. For the degree of Master of Science in Psychiatry, Claire Marie Champigny. Montoya. Stephanie Coronado Montoya. Emily Marilyn McGregor. Rebecca Mina Oxenhandler. Jay Olson. Ada Rachel Posner. For the degree of Master of Science in Public Health, Chelsea Ariel Kaya. Catherine Wing Tak Chan. Carla Marie Doyle. Bettina Habib. Nadia Anastasia Lapshak. Oliver Joseph Lastry. Vincent Paul Lavallée. Jennifer Blair Murray. Rishov Sarkar. Karine Vallée-Poulio. For the degree of Master of Science in Rehabilitation Science, Vishwa Naresh Buch. Babak Owen. Pooja Sharad Pradhan. Shweta Pravin Salukar. For the degree of Master of Science Applied in Nursing, Sarah Asselin. Catherine Baldwin. Alexa Bisaillon. Alexandra Black. Shalisa Jean Capaday. Vanessa Christina. Jessica Sear. France Desrochers. Erin Donovan. Jenny Rose Gaburi. Khushabu Gandhi. Chanel Garçon. Cesara Marinella Hanganu. Gretchen Lydia Keller. Demetra Asimina Kutrumbas. Jamie Georgia Kiriakou. Abby Lee Mahon. Amanda McTeague. Alfea Marchand. Anne-Marie Noseworthy. Bailey Ann Rathwell. Karen Resk. Melody Ross. Kira Sampson. Eric Shammy Smith. Karen Tang. Marie-Michelle Vallière-Noël. Andrea Aitken Willett. Rachel Jennifer Yi-Sui Chun. Kathleen Yeomans. For the degree of Master of Science Applied in Occupational Therapy, Giovanni Arcuri. Melissa Auguste. Tarampreet Baines. Shannon Bridget Becker. Laura Bélanger Duplain. Victoria Marie Blais, Canadian Association of Occupational Therapists Award. Marie-Hélène Bossicio. Myriam Boudreau. Emma Brown. Laurinda Caporuscio. Kaylee Ann Ermentrout. Sabrina Marie Farella. Amanda Fiorello. Alexandra Weiling Yao Glass. Jennifer Rose Hargaden. Isabel Rapkovich Kosiolek. Kyla Margaret Johnson. Danielle Patricia Kennedy. Lisa Ellen Kirsch. Adam Kucharski. Florence Lapierre Amel. Sumaira Mazhar. Emily McDuff. Haley McKitterick. Andrea Elizabeth McMullen. Sarah Messina. Ariane Montpetit. Jane Moyes. Anna Murray. Kelly Race, Helen M. Gold Award. Stephanie Rishikoff. Catherine Samuel. David Hua Yong Sof. Lauren Silver. Elise Scaff. Laurence Tourigny. Sophia Tran. Emily Ann Turnbull. Courtney Jane Uphoff. Jennifer Lynn Vissers. Emma Catherine Wemyss. Kelly Lacroix White, Clinical Prize of Excellence. For the degree of Master of Science Applied in Physical Therapy, Ahmed Abu Sharh. Daniel Fernando Agudelo. David Jacques Apap. Samantha Archambault, Clinical Prize of Excellence. Damon Jade Babcock. Jessica Willow Grace Barudin. Catherine Beliveau. Jessica Marie Berta. Michelle Marjorie Hall Bourgeois. Sarah Lynn Bray. Ryan Kaplan. Juliana Castano Castellanos. Valérie Chagnon. Jennifer Chung Lim. Robin Oliver Collard. Leo Culhane. Pascal Claire Sylvie Dagenet. Simone Dalvedov, Ellen M. Galt Award. Roma Desai. Mélanie Desaulniers-Rioux. Rachel Ann Desjardins. Stéphanie Desjardins. Eric Lemon. Tanya Erdan, Sandra Perlman Memorial Prize. Ellen Bryn Gourlay. Genevieve Grenier. Virginie Hébert. Luke Samuel Hong. Catherine Joyal. Jennifer Khalil. Stephen Lafleur. Kristen Lilly. Jacob Lussier. Jessica Max. Telina McKell. Camille Ménard-Petrin. Julie Mercier. Annika Sophie Mihe. Laetitia Mongeau. Philippe Morancy. Christina Mosconas. Maria Antonietta Nakhil. Elise Orichevsky-Turcot. Ankur Patel. Lisa Ricci. William Rickenbach, Canadian Physiotherapy Association Award. Marie-Michelle Rousseau. Marie-Pierre Saborin-Germain. Stephen Yu Hui Tam. Irene Jade Yu. Wenhang Yu, Carol Rittenberg Silver Memorial Award. For the Graduate Diploma in Clinical Research, Nihad Tusan Abul Azim. Julia Basov Machlin. مرداد گودرزی. فاطمه ایروم. اپولینا شارما. ساغا لویز توماس. For the Graduate Diploma in Nursing, Olga Sergeyevna Kazantseva. Andrea Martel Bucci. Emily Saint-Germain. Amelia Crioda Ambridge. Megan Emma Jones. Yevgenia Mizina. Olesya Simonenko. For the degree, for the graduate certificate in chronic pain for management, Fabien Fleury.
Oops, sorry.
So actually, before we proceed, we want to recognize François Coulomb, who received his degree as Doctor of Science in Microbiology and Immunology as a recipient of the Gordon A. McLaughlin Prize and the Governor General's Gold Medal. For the degree of Doctor of Medicine and Master of Surgery, Anthony James Albina. Alexandra Allard. Alexandra Allard Coutu. Cami Abkarian. Valerie Archer Desjoies. Armin Prant Atarian. Maud B. Perra. Laura Baker. Barbary Sita Balram. Olivier Bannon. Charles-Olivier Michel Bazil. Shauna Bassel, Ronald Douglas Neymark Award. Catherine Bégin-Guendon. Justine Bélanger. Laurence Bélanger. Jonathan Bergeron. Mélanie Berthiaume. Avril Bissonnette. Philippe Pouchard. Gabriel Bouchard-Roby. Kamel Boukadoum. J. Francis Williams Prize in Medicine and Clinical Medicine. Jacinthe Boulay. Nala Boumani. Samuel Bourassa Blanchette. Jonathan Bourget Marie. Emily Nina Renee Bousquet. Guillaume Bousquet Dion. Nathaniel Cote Bowling. David Andrew Braganza. Bryce Nathaniel Berger. Alessandro Carini Gutierrez. Rosalie Cavin. Florence Cowette. Kevin Chabot. Philippe Champagne. Nadine Chatta. Stephen Xuan Ming Chen. Rebecca Michelle Cherniak, Riley Matson Memorial Prize. William Chu Kwan. Ariane Courville Le Bouillonnec. Julie Gardner Daou, Dean's Honor List. Michael D'Aquila. Samuel de l'Etoile Morel. Melina Deban. Alexandre Deragan, Dean's Honor List. Laurent François Desjardins. Vincent Deslandes. Nurman Rabba Diab. Julian Diaz Abele. Ange Diouf. Fabienne Janji. André Do. Annie Dubé. Marie-Pierre Dumas. François-Charles Dumouchel. Bryce Durafour, Elizabeth Ann Monroe Gordon Prize. Mark Elfassi. Jessica Evans. Antoine Fortin. Sayuri Friedland. Pascal Fougère. Alistair Fung. Olivier Gagné. Anafa Gamliel. Saleya Gangat. Richard Corey Garfinkel, Alexander D. Stewart Prize, Brian Newton Memorial Prize, Dean's Honor List. Alexandre Gauvreau. Daniel José Godin. Daniel Gottesman, Dean's Honor List. Alexander Govshevich. Catherine Granger, Dean's Honor List. Justin Gravelin. Andrew Green. Florence Grégoire Briard. Julien Hébert. David Hainaut. Roxane Héroux-Legault. Al Alice Tanya Hobeka. Helen Hsu. Rich Yichen Hsu. Tiffany Mikey Huynh. Iulia Christina Ionescu Psychiatry Prize. Jordan Daniel Eisenberg, also receiving a Master's of Business Administration. Catherine Ran G. Daniel Gwynn Jones, Elizabeth Ann Monroe Gordon Prize. Marketa Kabatnikova. Emily K. Rivet, Montreal Children's Hospital Prize for Pediatric Excellence, Dean's Honor List. Yasmin Kirush. Noor Khatib. Francois Kazoum. Elaine Killebuck. Ariella Elise Kleiman, Newell W. Philpott Prize in Obstetrics and Gynecology. Celine Corbin, Dr. Mark Cohen Prize in Ophthalmology. Victoria Corsos. Raphael Kraus, Dean's Honor List. Catherine Daria Locke. Charles Alexandre Lacroix, Strawn Hartley Award. Frédéric La Liberté. Vanessa LaSalle. Sabrina LeBlanc Murphy. Jordan Levy. Anastasia Lesiak, McGill Alumni Society Prize, Dean's Honor List. Mo Yu Lee. Shen Li. Ying Li. Samantha Liao, Dean of Honor List. Xiaoyang Liu, Scriver Steinberg Convocation Prize in Human Genetics. Xingjiang Liu, Thierry Fabrice Leave, Stephen James Lockwood, Artem Yaroslav Luhovy, also receiving a Master's of Business Administration. Matthew Magyar. Juliana Sarah Mahood. Nicole Tracy Jingjing Mack, Dean's Honor List. Liana Morano. Gabrielle Marcel. Daniel Costin Marinescu, Dean's Honor List. Marco Antonio Mascarella, Dr. Alan Spanier Prize for Professionalism in Medicine, H.S. Burkitt Memorial Prize in Otolaryngology, John H. Anschuler Prize in Family Medicine, Montreal Children's Hospital Prize for Pediatric Excellence, Wood Gold Medal, Dean's Honor List. Sarah Ahmad Massoud. Natalie Julia Matthews. Jason Robert McDevitt. Annalise Miller. Guillaume Mangeau Martin. Elaine E.L. Wang, MDCM Humanitarian Prize. Patrick Michael Moynihan. Louis-Antoine Mully, E. David Sherman Award in Geriatric Medicine, Dean's Honor List. Christoph Berkeland Nelson. Jennifer Louise Nicole. Deidre J. Osher. Jason Ostroff. Laurence Paradis Suprenant. Valérie Paré-Miron. Adam Daniel Parent. Jason Andrew Parnes. Shuo Peng. Sophie Danielle Perron. Daphne Perron Couture. Melissa Fleiderer, Campbell Keenan Memorial Prize in Clinical Surgery, Dean's Honor List. Dominique Lynn Pichet. Sabrina Piedemonte. Jennifer Denise Pors. Marcus Philip Prince. Nilesh Ramdoyal. Zara Ramji. Stephen Douglas Reed. Emily Ann Rainin. Lara Richet. Tanya Rifai. Aaron Israel Rosen. David Aaron Rothstein. Alexandre Sauvé, Dean's Honor List. Anjali Saxena. Solon Emmanuel Schur. Olga Silver-Eugen, Dean's Honor List. Leila Shabbat. Mitchell Shane. Vijita Sivakumar, Abdul K.I. Razak Memorial Prize for Social Justice in Medicine. Priyanki Sivanathan Raja. Ariane Penelope Smith. Leah Smith. Sophia Stattmiller. Gabrielle Steiger Levine. Jason Steinmetz. Justin Tan. Nicola Tassé. Samuel Robert Thrall. David Cho. Michelle Tran. James Mangit Chu. Mariana Usati. Daphna Weissilber, Psychiatry Prize. Michael Hao Wang. Yifan Wang, Albert William Fulton Scholarship in Medicine, Holmes Gold Medal, Mona Bronfen-Scheckman Prize in Psychiatry, Robert Forsythe Prize in Surgery, Dean's Honor List. Karen Ann Willoughby. Fatma Zaguia. Edward Moen Zhang. For the degree of Bachelor of Nursing, Usama Ait El Haj, Dean's Honor List. Naomi Danielle Akoshi Chenin. Jacqueline Ophabia Akufo. April Alexander. Megan Rachel Amir Distinction, Evelyn Rock Malawani Prize in Nursing. Jessica Aptekman. Kalorn Nikisa Bascom Distinction. Caitlin Beaulieu. Allison Margaret Ann Bertrand. Sarah Bienenstock. Les Gordon Blow Distinction. Vanessa Chiazese. Sarah Corbet, Dean's Honor List. Alyssa Cox. Christina Craighead. Alex George Danzel. Victoria De Jesus. Emma Desrochers-Lepin. Jenna Catherine Doyle. Ariane Gagné. Gabrielle Alana Godin, Dean's Honor List. Catherine Gravel. Sarah Joan Guidry. Here we go. Stephanie Heron. Emiri Yumi Tanya Inoue. Merveille Kaseka. Balpreet Kaur. Marissa Dale Kelly. Melissa Madeleine Lacroix. Olivia Lafortune. Cassandra Lapalme. Maria Katrina Lappins. Catherine Lefebvre Tuck. Vivian Wing Lee Leung, Dean's Honor List. Melissa Levesque. Shan Shan Liu. Paraskevi Makrigiannis. Gabriella Michetti. Kelsey Milton Distinction. Chrysandra Lauren Mitchell. Norma Guadalupe Monterosa Galdamez. Vanessa Morin. Tayona Joy Mwembela. Louis-Philippe Nagy, Dean's Honor List, Pearson Education in Canada Book Prize. Amanda Normand, Dean's Honor List. Nancy Opong. Mylène Ostigui Distinction. Michael Francis Pandy. Samantha Pearson Gagnon. Anouk Polivois Gagnon. Dimitra Polirakis. Bianca Cannell Spicer. Jennifer R. Belval, Dean's Honor List, Barbara Ann Anschuler Prize in Nursing. Vanessa Reginato. Nati Richard Distinction. Marie-Christine Rodrigue. Jury Kevin Ryan. Salma Rizik. Samantha Santilli. Laurent Sauvé-Lévesque Distinction. Matthew Romano Scatalon Distinction. Elizabeth Abina Canella Stewart Morgan. Natalie Sondi. Cletus Tongwa Takukeng Distinction. Annabelle Celso Tapas. Evelyn Trudel, Dean's Honor List. Amanda Travronas. Esther Villeneuve.
Heather Walker. Andrea Weeks Thornhill. Rosalie Blay Hébert. So we're going to just back up 2 degrees. This is the degree for the Bachelor of Science in Rehabilitation Science, and we'll continue with Aurélie B. Leclerc. Marie-Lise Bro. Hyun Kyo Choi. Anna Maria Civitella, Dean's Honor List. Marta Chuchkiewicz, Distinction. Eliane Daniel Bourgeois. Anita DiCriscio. Dan Tam Duong. Sophia El Uzwani. Gabrielle El Fassi. Alicia Fedele. Justin Mao Yan Fu. Satara Khan. Marine Leblanc. Carl Ellie Majdalani. Distinction. Yasmin Nadifi. Ivy Nguyen. Elisa Tuvi Nguyen. Yok Lok Austin Ong. Joanie Provost Distinction. Léa Renault Cloutier Distinction. Jacqueline Roberge Dow Distinction. Tanya Santagata, Dean's Honor List. Saide Shaheen Varnous Fadarani. Shabdam Taharian. Joanie Tremblay. Ariane Vaillancourt. Caroline Voyer-Roy, Distinction. Michelle Lauren Yeramian, McGill Alumni Society Prize, Dean's Honor List. Chen Zhang.
Is it a new degree? That's fine. What's the next degree?
Okay. So this is for the major in physical therapy. Danique Arnault. Okay. So I'll repeat that. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Rehabilitation Science in Major Physical Therapy, Denis Arnault, Sébastien Auclair. Caroline Bégin Distinction. Amanda Bernstein. Alex Bissonnette. Marianne Boisjoli Distinction. Jeffrey Chung Lim. Melissa Cloutier-Gendron. Pascal de Repentigny-Prudhomme. Marie-Christine Dubé, Dean's Honor List. Léonie Durand-Lot. Marie-Pierre Durivage. Alex Duval, Dean's Honor List. Sarah Gadala. Rim Gamry Distinction. Sin Gu. Shirley Yin K. Ho. Ming Yang Shu. Bubker Kabaj. Hamad Mahmoud Khan. Muneeb Nasim Khan, Dean's Honor List. Andrew Corden Distinction. Nancy Kwon Pak Yin. Chloé Laferrière Trudeau. Chantal Lay Distinction. Jean-Gabriel Lefebvre. Alexis Maxence Léveillé. Huan Ning Liu. Xiao Ming Long. Cindy Sin Luo. Lucy C. Luo Distinction. Olivier Ma. Rebecca Leslie Miller. Virginie Moreau. Luc Nyok Nguyen. Sarah Plamondon. Simon Pradella Distinction. Maria Gabriela Regalado Distinction. Jeremy Rosenberg. Michael Alexander Rubino. Marianne Ruel. Caroline Tanguay. Anthony Carmine Tioli, Dean's Honor List. Tivia Turasingham. Tan Phan Tring, Dean's Honor List. Bennett Yee. Erica Violet Young. for the degree of Bachelor of Science in Rehabilitation Science and Physical Therapy at Université de Québec à Chicoutimi, Roxane Beaulieu-Ringuette. Sophie-Anne Boulanger. Vicky Dufour-Richard Distinction. Marie-Michelle Gagnon. Jérémy Gaudreau. Sébastien Gravel. Jessica Harvey, Dean's Honor List. Simon LaFrance. Karen Roy. Mary Lou Tremblay. Roxane Villeneuve Distinction.
Thank you, Professor Saroyan and Dr. Primavesi. I now invite the Dean of Medicine to read the oath for medical practitioners.
I would ask all graduates to rise. I will pronounce the oath line by line. Repeat after me.
Je déclare solennellement devant tous ceux ici rassemblés que je m'acquitterai de mon devoir en me laissant guider par les principes de ce serment que je prête librement et publiquement.
That I will diligently minister as much as in me lies to the comfort and restoration of the sick entrusted to my care, that I will not divulge without grave reason anything which I have either seen or heard during my professional attendance, which it may be proper to conceal. Je m'engage en outre à exercer mes fonctions avec soin et fidèlement aux plus hautes traditions des codes éthiques de ma profession. And that I, as long as I may serve, I will seek to ever to promote excellence in every act that I perform.
You may be seated.
I now invite Ms. Tina Imbruglio to the podium to say a few words on behalf of all graduating students as this year's valedictorian.
Mr. Chancellor, member of the Platform Party, fellow 2015 graduates, and guests, it is an honor and privilege to be standing here today among so many successful and talented fellow graduates on this special occasion. Today, we celebrate a milestone that we have all been waiting for impatiently. As I look at every single one of you in the crowd, I can see and recognize the outflow of emotions, the sense of accomplishment and gratification of the graduates, the tears of joy and pride in the eyes of our family, friends, and loved ones, and the feeling of relief that all of these years of perseverance and didactic and clinical hard work have finally paid off. It takes dedication and passion to make dreams become reality. As my grandparents would say, niente difficile, nothing is difficult. Well, maybe except for dental school. When you put your mind to it, everything is possible. Today, class of 2015, we did it. We succeeding at making our dreams come true. Chers nouveaux professionnels de la santé, nous venons de franchir une étape importante. À toutes nos familles, nos amis, nos mentors et nos professeurs, personne parmi nous n'aurait pu se rendre aussi loin sans votre appui. Les diplômes que nous tenons tous dans nos mains aujourd'hui ne représentent pas seulement notre succès, mais sont aussi une représentation du courage que vous nous avez donné afin de gagner l'expertise et l'intrépidité pour pouvoir se lancer dans nos carrières respectives. Faculty members, family, friends, and loved ones, your support is what got us here one step at a time. And I'm speaking on behalf of all of us when I say thank you for believing in us. Merci, sans vous, nous ne serions pas ici. It's now time for us to take a leap of faith into unexplored territories. One thing will remain certain, no matter where we end up next year and for the years to come for our employment, residencies, masters, doctorates, specialty programs, or travels, no distance is large enough to come between the strong friendships we have created in our classes and between faculties during these years spent at McGill. We will always need to work together as healthcare professionals in order to make a positive change. With the current realities in healthcare in most Western countries, it's up to us, the new graduates, to make a difference. Actually, no, to be the difference. C'est avec notre éducation, notre passion et notre dévouement que nous allons avoir un impact sur les générations à venir. Graduates, classmates, friends, it is now time to stand up, proud, throw our hats in the air, and let all the years filled with amazing memories guide us into our new bright futures. Congratulations, class of 2015.
Alors maintenant que vous êtes bien assis, je demanderai les diplômés de se lever encore une fois. For the graduating class, please stand up. In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you, with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations, congratulations to you all. I'd ask the audience to please rise as the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, delivers the benediction. Mr. Stropel.
Go now in peace and share the gifts of learning that have been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of knowledge for the benefit of all. D'où que nous venions et où que nous allions, humbles et pleins d'espoir, nous les serons guidés par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
And now to conclude the ceremony, Professor Winston Purdy will lead us in the singing of the national anthem.
Est-ce que ça marche?